Why didn't they do that for the Pepsi ad instead of Kendall Jenner crossing the Black Lives Matter lines? Yeah. Like, crossing the fucking Israel-Palestine border.
Yeah. 80 years of conflict with fucking Coca-Cola.
Crossing the Eastern Bloc into the Gaza Strip.
Betwixt the ruby seas, deep in the eye of the storm, a bastion of beef and hope lies nestled in the sand. Four men almost lost to the deep now find tranquility within its walls. And now they're inviting you here for a tale unlike anything you've ever heard before.
Speaking of DaBaby, amazing news today. Probably some of the best of the baby news.
People to strike.
Literally the goofiest fucking place to swing at someone.
Oh, yeah.
Next to like a circus. Strike.
It's basically like ice skates. Like, it looked like a hockey fight, honestly, except they weren't really used to doing it.
Except with like Yeezys instead of skates. It was like, hold on. We should step back. Who wants to explain what happened?
I don't even know what happened. All I see is the clip start and DaBaby goes throws this crazy punch and then all of them are like, you know what? Let's move away from the non-waxed floor and I'll go over to the bowling lanes real quick. And then they all just like zoop.
My favorite is the girl that starts running at them to film them and then like also hits the, like none of them, everyone keeps seeing the next person fall and then runs as if they're not going to.
Right.
It's just like, it's like,
my shoes will be different.
I don't like watching like goat go off the side of a cliff.
It's all. I do wonder if that was like a fighting strategy. You know, like if I get my opponent over to the bowling alley thing, then they'll slip around and I'll have an easier time. Because you saw the dude
like
he was
a
like
bumper car.
Yeah, he was like planting himself in the gutters, like getting like a really good footing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
He knows where the thin ice is, and he's standing on the thick ice, and he's like goading like, people like run towards him, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine how funny it would have been
the
though,
boss baby.
Because the boss baby had so many like henchmen with him that also started trying to beat the guy up. It was like 10-on-1. Imagine how funny it would have been if like one huge guy like comes out and like picks him up by his pants and his shirt and like bowls him.
Bowls him.
He gets a strike.
Fucking, nice. Be, like, pure fucking.
That'd actually be the funniest thing. Okay, yeah, so for, like for context, you've probably figured it out, but the baby got into a brawl at a bowling alley that then spilled onto the alleys themselves. Like they were obviously in the play area. Chilling out. And I'm not too sure what happened entirely. Great journalism, once again, from the Beef Boys podcast. But for some reason, the baby had an issue with some bloke. He went, let's go. And then they started brawling. But famously, you have to wear bowling shoes on a bowling alley for a reason. That's because they buff the shit out of it so those balls can be rolling, like in James's mum's room. So inevitably they take two steps into it and then just start becoming like a human car accident.
Like,
and it's the
around.
Funniest shit.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I just let the
any purchase.
James almost went to baby mode.
I let the hydraulics out of my chair and like almost died. I meant to hit something else. There we go.
The other funny thing is he lost his shirt. Like this dude was wearing like a full like shirt and hoodie, and by the end of it, he's topless. So I think in the commotion, they skinned him of his clothing.
Yeah, and he had like tracks or cornrows or something, and they kept grabbing them and they were fucking hitting him like a cowboy and throwing him down the lane. Like every time he tried to fucking stand up. And then what's it like? Honestly, it was funnier to me when DaBaby tried to retreat because like the entire bowling alley started like filming him and he was like, oh shit, this probably isn't a good choice of mine. He like tries to start retreating and he rolls his ankle in the gutter and then he goes like whoop, 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 like trying to get back out and everyone's like trying to catch him and pull
like
him
Scooby-Doo
out
sounds.
And then the other dude's trying to chase him out of the bowling alley and eat shit again, and it's just like and like no one even got hurt. Like I think like one punch landed and the rest was them just dragging him by his collar like a fucking
the rest
movie.
Was environmental damage.
I was gonna say it's funny because like you know in like fighting games when you like you're on like a stage and you could use like the stage to your advantage, like if you're at like a laundromat then you could like put the dude's head in the fucking washer and slam it. Like, it very much felt like that, just with, like, the whole, like, gutter thing. Like, I'm gonna use this to my advantage. Like, I'm surprised you didn't, like, carry the dude over to the fucking little ball giver, whatever you put
in. Just shot his head there.
Yeah, break stick his head in there. Skin his face. I just wish
someone, like, bowled and, like, took someone's feet out or something. Like, that'd be the funniest shit. Of just all of a sudden bowling balls were, like,
that's
dancing.
A good point, though. Because a bowling alley has is a place for a potential for a lot of damage to be done to somebody.
Yeah.
And all that really happened was a lot of people fell and he got punched maybe, like, once. So, like, it could have been a lot worse. Like, he straight up could have fucking crushed his head like a grape between two bowling balls and, like, been on the, he could be, like, on a fucking the juice is loose mode. Me right now. But you know what else I saw on Twitter?
What did you say on Twitter? Let me guess.
Adidas,
you saw a bunch of pussies at
Adidas posting boobs.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Posting boobs. You know what my first thought was? If it's really interesting because it's like, if Adidas would have done that like 40 years ago, like if any company would have done that like 40 years ago, they straight up would have been like bankrupt by next week, and probably like Christian moms around the country would have committed like bombings and like atrocities. Like if, just the thought of that, like if that happened, like put bombings on screen, Courtney.
Oh no!
Just like genuinely, if that happened 30 or 40 years ago, like the world would have stopped. Like a company posted boobs on Maine, like that. It's crazy. It's like and I'm pretty sure it got taken down. The only place it was left up was Twitter. Like even today, like Facebook leaves people killing themselves up and mass shootings and stuff. But they take down boobs. Like Facebook took it down. Instagram took it down. Fucking like Tumblr took it down.
It's literally,
only Twitter got boobs.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's fucked.
Yeah,
it's fucking wild.
Facebook doesn't like women. I think that's the main takeaway.
Even the DeviantArt post they did got taken down. It was crazy.
It's run by Zuckerberg, so of course it doesn't like women.
Right? Yeah.
His track record is not exactly shining.
He's smoking big meats.
He's smoking big meats. He's having sex with like a real doll. Yeah.
He's sucking baby penises out here.
What was the context of the booby tweet?
They're launching like a whole new line of like sports bras and stuff. Uh-huh. And it was kind of just, it was like 30 different pairs of boobs. And it was like, no matter what your boobs are normal. And, you know,
no
some are this, some are that.
Our fucking
sports bra. We got a sports bra for everybody. And I think it was also like, you can post a man's nipple, but not a woman's nipple. So Adidas is like, fuck it.
Bringing back free the nipple. That was a short-lived. That was like the one time I think there's been true unity between like incels and feminists was free the nipple.
Yeah,
I think we need more energy like that.
Yeah.
Going forwards.
Those are always really funny, seeing like videos or like Twitter threads of women being like, you know, free the nipple, and then some dude that looks worse than me would be like, yes, free the nipple. They'd all kind of be like,
yes.
Actually, put it back.
Chastise the nipple. Put actually bonds around the nipple.
Andrew, this is literally the perfect segue. This is this guy that James found on Twitter. he sent like a tweet from this dude on
our
Twitter
king.
And like and I got curious. So I was like, I started browsing his fucking page, and like, I've always let me take a step back before we get to this guy, because I do want to just talk about this for a second. I always have both so much respect and absolutely zero respect for the dudes on just not even Twitter, just like the internet in general, who like publicly like and comment on like porn or like
it's always like, on their own accounts as well. Like, they don't have some
face.
Like throwaway. Yeah, they've got like, it's like them and they're like.
Like,
they're like
Dave 0012 retweeted it. It's just like the most intense porn you've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly.
But chill.
I do want to
Richardson from 32210 Ohio.
It's got like his
a picture
like,
of him with his
social security number.
It's so ballsy.
Wow,
like,
amazing body. Would love to see you in person one day.
Yeah,
message me or whatever. He does that to like 600 women and no one replies.
I was just like happily married, father of three.
Come on, Dave. I don't want to dox this guy. It's funny. I just pulled up his account and he's like commenting on there's a lot of tits and ass and penis and pussy on here. There was this one tweet that like actually decimated me. I'm trying to find it. Hold on, Courtney Cutter.
I watched this like, oh my god, you're exercising again. Same time this week. That's so crazy. It seems like Thursday nights at 11 o'clock at 11:30. You love going for a marathon run. Congrats.
And you're like, Apple, I'm with the motherfucking boys.
I'm with the boys.
Yeah, I'm just feeling gay as hell right now.
My penis is filled with blood, not my heart.
Is he running or is he just feeling gay?
Yeah, all right. It's this dude. His name is Courtney. Could believe that. And his posts are like
typical Elon Musk fan.
He's an Elon Musk fan. But the tweet that like actually killed me was this account tweeted, "Ever get fucked so beautifully you cry?" And this man decided to kind of chime in.
Hold on, that is such a fucking cringe thing to tweet. I don't care how hot you are.
Yeah, it is.
That's like some Anisian sort of like, when I see you, I'm gonna choke you and fuck you against the wall kind of shit.
Dude, hot girls still tweet like they're posting on a Facebook wall in 2011, but they get away with it.
They really do. Yeah,
fucking now. It is bullshit. I'm in full support of women, but you cannot be cringe just because you're hot. Fuck you.
I agree.
Yeah.
You're disgustingly cringe.
You are subject to being made fun of just as this guy we're about to make fun of here.
Arguably worse.
Yeah. So anyway, she tweets, "Ever get fucked so beautifully you cry?" And this dude had to chime in with his own personal experience, his own anecdote. He said, "I fuck it my now girlfriend that she started crying and walking around the bedroom while she could not stop coming." So she's walking around the bedroom like just fucking spewing cum everywhere. Like that. She said,
"He probably broke her pelvis."
he actually like physically injured her.
She's like, "Ow, ow, ow!" And she's like,
"She's coming."
Yeah,
I did that. She said, "What did you do to me? I can't take it." Holding her pus, and she was afraid that I didn't stop. We needed ambulance emoji. First time that happened to me. So that means that's like insinuating. That this
she's
happened
like
again.
Screaming in a corner, going, "What did you do to me?" And he's like, "You're not gonna fucking believe this, Twitter."
It's funny too, because it reminds me of like, there's a lot of rappers like The Weeknd and stuff who do, they have like lines and raps where it's like, "I fucked her so good, she can't walk straight the next day." And it's like, that means you fucked her bad. That's not how you should.
Did a bad job.
You did something very wrong if that's the case.
Yeah. Right. I put a woman in a wheelchair.
I broke her tailbone. She loved it.
You guys ever masturbate so good you cry?
I don't think I've ever cried anywhere near sex. I think those are two very... Yeah. I keep those in separate parts of my life.
Right.
Yeah, unless you're like laughing so hard you cry. Right?
Yeah, right.
You guys are laughing during sex, right? That's normal.
When the pussy be queefing just right, I'll bust
that.
Dude,
that does. I feel like you got to be able to laugh sometimes during sex. Like, it shouldn't be too much, but if a pussy's farting on me, like, I have
it's
to react
funny.
Somehow. We can't just sit here in queefing silence.
I need to contribute. Yeah, it is.
We've
like
got two soundboards here with awkward. Infinite possibility to make queef sound effects, and neither of you guys have done
that
it.
That is true. Yeah. Okay.
That was Cybertruck fan's girlfriend.
What did you do to me?
Damn.
This is shit.
He's like giving himself props. She's in like pain.
Shout out to all the reply guys like that, because
shout out to horny dudes that aren't like meanly or like predatorly horny to people. It's just like people are just like, "Yeah, like my dick gets so hard sometimes, babe. I love your streams.
Yeah.
So beautiful." Yeah, just,
you reply with a selfie. I think I'm pretty good looking. I mean, I don't know.
I guess they're going for like the good Christian boy like anger, where they're like, if I don't act really creepy and just be really nice, maybe she'll notice me that way.
Yeah.
I don't even
like
know
500
if
dudes are doing that.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's that necessarily, because all the guys that are like this are like in their 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
I think it's genuinely just like a different
spell.
Kind. Yeah, it's just a different mindset of just like, "This is a beautiful woman.
Damn, I gotta let her know. I need to tell her about that time that I've... I broke my woman. She'll be so impressed.
Talk about the time I twisted my wife's ankle during sex.
If you,
if you have sex, if you come to Alabama and have sex with me, you'll be in the hospital. Which literally, in a good
doesn't
way.
That sound enticing?
In a really good way.
I'm going to physically assault you.
Speaking of men who make everybody uncomfortable with their sexual existence, EDP.
Oh,
there's no new news. There's no new news about him.
You got it. Okay.
But I was watching. I like bad. It'll tie together. I like basketball a lot. So and today was
let
the
me
NBA
tell you about EDP.
Trade deadline.
I like basketball.
Plays for the Lakers.
Pedophiles and sports.
Today was the NBA trade deadline, and I was watching like a live coverage of it because there's always the trade. Like today is the last day anyone can make any changes really, so it's like trades are dropping left and right, and there was like we were in the middle of like this guy dissecting and reacting to like two or three big trades that had just happened, and someone sent in like a $20 super chat or something and was like, holy shit, the Timberwolves just traded like insert real player and two draft picks for EDP and Cupcake, and this guy is like this guy is that I'm watching, like he's a YouTuber or whatever, but he also like works for Bleacher Report and stuff. But like there is no one more removed from like the normal sides of the internet than like sport internet people. Like, they exist on YouTube and Twitter, but they literally have not seen anything but a basketball in 3 years. Like, these guys do, even if they're young, they do not go out. Like, sports guys are sports guys, and that's fucking it. So this guy has like, this guy exists on YouTube and Twitter, sure, but has no fucking idea what any of that stuff is. So he's freaking out. He's like, holy shit, they traded, because like it was like, they, you know, they traded one of the best players on their team in three first round draft picks for, I don't even know this guy, EDP? What does that stand for? And he's like, NBA EDP nickname. And he's typing in like, wait, Cupcake? Who the fuck? No one's been nicknamed Cupcake since 1984 on the New York Knicks. So he's typing all this shit in, and then you just see his draw like, and he's like, oh my fucking god.
Can we put that on screen?
It was just, I'll try and see if he archived his live stream his channel. I was working and I just like had it on in the background, like it's like ESPN or something, like on TV or some shit. So I'm just like editing, and then I hear this dude, like old head NBA reporter, who's like, EDP. And I'm like, pardon? I thought I was watching the NBA trade deadline.
Yeah. You thought that it auto-played into something else?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? It was so funny because he got like 100% thoroughly. There was, he didn't even question it. It was great.
Yeah, it's interesting like what you said though about the fact that like sports guys are sports guys, because I don't know about you guys, but I kind of assume that I'm like in the mainstream of YouTube, not me specifically as in my channel, but like the community that I subscribe to, and like the things I watch, I'm kind of like, this is YouTube, right? This is what YouTube's about.
Yeah,
it's about
fucking,
I don't know, iDubbbz and Nerd City and you know, and like H3 and all these people.
Yeah.
Like, and to me, that is like the heart of YouTube. I don't know why I think that. I guess it's just because like that's how I perceive it. But then you got like, yeah, like you said, there's an entire side that's just sports, and those dudes don't know fucking shit about iDubbbz. They don't know anything about any of this shit. Same with like makeup. Like, there's makeup's probably even bigger than all the shit I watch, and they've got all their own massive dramas. And all I know is like James Charles, like the really popular ones.
Who kind of say like every every niche definitely has like it's definitely its own bubble. Like. You know, when I was like learning about like tarantulas, like, you know, before I got mine, like, the tarantula side of YouTube is like its own thing. Just like a shit ton of channels who just like review tarantulas, and like they do content based around tarantulas. Like, that is literally its own fucking sect of the internet, which is crazy to me that like they have their own drama where it's like addressing the allegations that I didn't water my tank. It's like it's like a whole fucking another side of it. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, you never really think about
that. Addressing the allegations, I let a tarantula eat my dead grandma.
Speaking of tarantulas, I'm sure you all saw it. That fucking tweet where someone was like, this is a huntsman spider. Her name is Betty. And it's the size of a fucking basketball on her wall. And she's like, we don't kill it. We just let it roam the house because it kills bugs. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
No. It kills no.
Unwanted visitors.
If I saw that, I would scroll away very quickly.
Yeah. So, do you understand though? Like genuinely, I don't like I have no interest unless there is business opportunity of coming to the entire country of Australia. Like genuinely, it's not a fucking like it's not even a joke. Just
this ain't a game.
It doesn't fucking. They don't exist anywhere else. Just seeing that. I don't want to fucking come there ever. Like, I don't care if they're not in the cities or whatever. With but my what luck, if you they are come in the cities.
What if you want to hang out with me, James?
Then you'll fly to New Zealand and I'll meet you there.
Kudos brings us around your hometown.
We'd have more fun doing that anyway.
Dude, that is fair. Although I do have a lot of cool places to show you guys around here. But, well, I will say, I've been in this stupid fucking hot, dumb country for like 3 years now. Right. I've yet to see... like a spider bigger than one I'd see back in New Zealand, and I've only seen like two.
Yeah. So you're saying that? Are you saying the media?
Don't get me wrong, they do exist. I've definitely I know friends who live like more out in the country who have like sent me pictures of them, and I'm like, fuck this. Damn. But from my own personal experience, around the home, going around town, going to bars, wherever, going to parks and shit. Haven't seen any, but as soon as you start getting out of town a bit more, that's when you know. And to be fair, I have also heard from friends in apartments who have had them, like, they come home and there's just a fucking huntsman on the wall, and they're like, cool. But for me personally, I haven't.
What do you do, like, because I saw that video that you were talking about, Andrew. Like, if you come in contact with, because I can't even think of anything to, like, compare it to, but the size of the spider was, like, the size of, like, a fucking dinner plate. Like, what would you do if you come into contact with this fucking beast of an insect? Because I've seen videos of, like, one of these things being eaten by a seagull, and, like, that shit was pretty funny.
Seagulls are stupid.
Yeah.
My friend came home, and there was one, like, I want to say, like, this big on the wall.
Yeah.
In his apartment, and he said all he did, he just got a can of Raid, and he just went, and then he like followed it all, like he just fucking like emptied the entire can on that bitch until it died, and then I guess
so it's actually torture. Yeah, well, that's why I was asking, because like I feel like I don't know, like there's like a size chart,
oh
right?
My
like
God.
If you see like a fly, like you squish it, like whatever, it's like this big, you know, you don't have to think about killing it. But I feel like when something is that big, it's almost like an intimate process to like put it out of
it
its
gives
misery.
You pause.
Yeah, it's like a exactly. Dog. Yeah, you can't.
You have to like.
Do I want to, like, to get anywhere near this thing?
I keep thinking about how I would go to it, and in my mind, it just keeps jumping on me, and it's like it's genuinely
James is jump scaring himself.
We need to move on. I can't handle.
Real quick, Andrew gave me the best idea for how I would deal with one that big. You said it was the size of a basketball. That's how you fucking kill it. Because I feel like if you used a gun or like a BB gun or like a fucking dart, I feel like that wouldn't be enough to kill it. Like you'd clip like its fucking leg and it would just keep going. But I feel like a basketball, like that's got a big surface here. If you just fucking beamed it at your house that it's on the side of,
I probably would have defaulted to like a bow. If I had my shit I grew up with at home, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm putting a hole in the wall.
I feel like I keep thinking that I would like go at it with a bat and just like take a fucking home run swing at it. Just like, I know that I would miss. And being like melee combat with it is an L, because it's like if you miss, its retaliation will be furious. Like,
you will be curled up.
It's gonna climb up the bat at you.
It's just gonna jump straight onto your face. That is what I'm picturing. But even just like the idea of it being there is scary. The idea of seeing it move is like terrifying to me, because like even if it doesn't come near me, it's like if I miss that basketball and then I have to watch this thing that's like the size of like my torso move with agility and quickness that is like incomprehensible to me. Like seeing something that big most likely move with an insane amount of agility and shit it's like that is like a prime being, and I'm just like a little stupid failed experiment. Like that, like you can't compete with that. If you brought that up to human scale, humans would be eradicated within like weeks.
They're just another bit spiders.
That raises a good point. Isn't it weird in Harry Potter how Ron is like a big baby around spiders, and they act as though he's like a bitch? And it's like, No, if I went to a fucking forest and there was 100 spiders this size and then one giant one the size
yeah,
of a car.
Yeah, it's like I'd be beating like, myself too. I'm with Ron
Harry's
on that.
Yeah. Harry's the freak for not being scared. Harry's just kind of like, oh yeah, this is kind of weird.
Fucking weirdo.
Sort of
devilish.
Yeah. Fucking sadomasochist freak.
Yeah. So anyway, shout out to Ron Weasley. Speaking of Australian apartments, I'm currently at war with my own.
Oh no, yes, I wanted to hear about this.
There's little tiny fists coming out of the wall and like punching
you. There's a plane on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my ultimate solution. It's gonna be. We're gonna do it on 7-Eleven. But yeah. So I don't know why the fuck, but my apartment put an iPad in the lobby, like near the elevator. It's an app that essentially, you know, helps you live in the apartment, tells you when you got mail, that sort of shit. I think maybe the idea was the app would go on the iPad and you could use it to like get information about the apartment. I don't know, because every single time I've seen that iPad, it's never been on that app or anything like it. Every time I see it, as expected, it's on the photo app. Because people are fucking taking, like, they're coming home drunk and, like, taking photos of themselves. Yeah, exactly. And then it's either on the camera app taking photos or it's on the photo app with one of those photos full screen.
Yeah.
So my friend Ryan was visiting and he took this fucking foul picture of him where he, like, put his face as close as he can. It looks like a Minecraft texture, like, if you unwrapped his face and just put it in, like, a cube.
Yeah.
You know, and so he was in this big, like fucking nasty grin, and every time I went there, I'd go back to the photo app and like take it off whatever picture someone had put up and put his photo back up. So like it was just guaranteed to be there. So I kept doing that for ages, and that was funny. Go to do it one day, it's deleted. Only his picture's deleted. That was going through my head. His picture's deleted. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. I was so mad because all the other photos are still there. Just his one was deleted. So I was like, okay, this is kind of fucked. And so I messaged him and I was like, hey, can you send me like another photo like that? So he sent me that. And what I've been doing since is taking it and holding it up to the camera and taking another picture to do it again. To put it back. I would say, I swear about 15 times now, I've taken it, left it up there, come back and it's been deleted and I do it again. And like someone's gone full Nazi on it. It's so funny. They're like always doing it. And the funny thing is, the way the iPad's placed, it's right next to the elevators, and you can see like the front entrance. Like it's all just like glass, like doors and stuff behind me. So every time I do it, I'm doing it with like the fear that at any moment someone could come around the corner
or come and be like, you!
Yeah, and see that it was me. So every time I do it, I'm like, fuck, do it quickly. So it was like Emily's like keeping watch for me and shit.
Yeah.
Hurry.
Is this iPad the Matrix? Like, is this iPad like anchored in any way like to the building, or is it there just like trust that no one's going to take it?
I think it is. It is like screwed in some way. Yeah, they didn't think ahead because there was a lot of thefts that were happening for a wee while in the building.
Yeah.
But
now the power that you have, though, because like you could straight up just do that same thing with the picture and put it up and take the picture, and you could just take a picture of your full cock and balls, and it's like you kind of have that power of like it's so anonymous and it could be anyone in the building that like. It almost empowers you to share your cock and balls, because no matter how rancid, small, big, does it like whatever, like no one knows whose they are anyway. Might as well put them there.
Here's the fear. I did think that, but sorry,
you have a big tattoo on your dick that's gonna be like really easily traced back.
Well,
to you
can get tracked.
So you airdrop a picture of your balls to the iPad.
I could do that, but the other problem I've got is I think there is security cameras because I have again when we had the thefts happen. There's a Facebook page we're in where they shared like security camera footage of the thefts being like, if you know these people, you know, whatever. So I'm like, it's annoying, but it's not like, you know, enough for someone to like probably go into the security camera and be like, whoever's doing this, please stop. But I feel like if I did start like putting porn or something like, you know, actually suggestive or otherwise, you know, obscene on it, that's when they'd be like, share a photo of me doing it. Because they could totally go in and find pictures of me being like,
Yeah, I guess that means there's some security guard who is like, he's not snitching. Enjoys he's this. Watching you. Yeah, he's just watching like, ah, this guy again.
Yeah,
gets away with it.
He might be the one deleting it, and he's like hoping that you keep coming back so you can build up this like almost TV-esque bromance where you finally like you both go to grab the iPad at the same time.
You guys
and
are
just having
me cute.
Yeah, you have like a WhatsApp love story.
Yeah,
I've got an idea. Like, I'm not sure if I think if this keeps going on, I might start editing stuff onto the image, like put text that just says like you can delete this image, but you can't delete an idea or something. You know,
he
will not
start
divide
fucking
us.
With them.
And then Netflix picks it up for like a documentary. It goes on long enough.
It's like American Vandal or whatever.
Yeah. It's called like
that is dead ass some
Australian.
Shit that local news be reporting. Like if that like went on for like another month or so, they'd be like, the mysterious hacker who leaves incriminating messages on his
violent
table's
messages.
iPad tonight at 11.
And with Kudo's luck, he would be in the background. The reporter would be there like this the whole time. Like, someone has been messing with the iPad, and Kudo's like, back there like,
halfway through it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, wait a minute, we got him.
And I'm oh shit, I run into the like, garbage room. Fucking dive in
the chute.
You'll never catch me alive.
I'd sooner die than fucking jump into a wood chipper. Yeah.
Speaking of cock and balls, I think Andrew wanted to talk about odd things that make you nostalgic.
A beautiful segue.
What a segue. Do you mind if I ruin it by going and pissing?
Go piss, girl.
Go piss.
I can't remember exactly what had this pop into my brain, but I was either watching TV or something, and I thought of the old glass Sobe bottles. And I don't know how widespread they were, but
I think they kind of became
popular back when I was up here, when I was living in Alaska as a young lad. And the Sobe bottles, it was just like these different flavored drinks, and they had these different...
Do they still make Sobe?
Like they do still make Sobe. They do still make it. The strawberry daiquiri goes so hard.
Oh, yeah. That's like the creamy
one,
but
back
in
the day, they had glass bottles, and each different flavor, because they didn't have like a ton of different flavors, had
these
a
are
different...
Nice.
Yeah, no, they were super cool. They had a different gecko or lizard on each one. And so, like, they would be doing a different kind of extreme sport depending on what flavor you had. And the Sobe machines always had, like, these cool, you know, early 2000s, late 90s looking lights. And the Sobe logo is super cool. And so I just remember trying, like, collecting them as a kid. And being like, oh, I have the white water rafter guy. I've got the guy on the bike. This is epic.
The infinity geckos.
My mom was like, stop collecting fucking bottles, idiot.
They're all over the room, Andrew.
They're all over the room. There are ants everywhere.
We live in Alaska. What else do I collect?
Snowballs
and ice. Walrus tusks. Dude, shout out to I fucking miss when Snapple still made shit in glass bottles and stuff. Like, shout out to people that still do shit in glass. I rarely ever find glass anymore. It's always plastic.
That's
and
unfortunate.
Like, dude, shit in plastic tastes fucking bad.
Fat. Glass bottles shit. Always hit better.
Glass is the optimal thing to drink water out of. Or drink anything out of. It's incredible.
I hate, like, plastic bottles of Coke. You know, you get, like, a... Not like the big ones you can keep in the fridge. That's all right, even though they go flat pretty quick. But, you know, like, when you go to, like, kind of a shitty, like, burger place or, like...
Like a 20-ounce.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like, one of those, the Coke always... Like,
it's never
slightly
cold.
Too much Coke.
And
yeah,
never
that's the thing. Even if you get it right out of the fridge, it's like... This is, like... Barely cold. This is like someone
plastic
put it in the fridge 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
it sucks. And then by the
plastic
end, it's like
the
last dregs are always like, may as well be hot tea.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't even think, correct me if I'm wrong, beefsters, but I'm pretty sure that glass is more sustainable and more environmentally friendly and more recyclable. Like, plastic is only cheaper. There's no other upside to it. So, like,
isn't glass just sand? Isn't that all it is?
It's
just superheated sand.
Our glass process do be getting to a point where it's like a little much for the earth.
Right.
I've been hearing, but it can't be as bad
as
plastic.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's worse than plastic.
Some beaches be disappearing or whatever, but like there's like enough plastic in like just like this one spot in the ocean to like rebuild New York or some shit. So it's like
Jesus. Yeah, I feel like if it was glass, it would just get like broken up against things and it would get eroded down back
to
sand.
Well, sea glass is if it gets that finely fucked, it like kind of will, but you also have sea glass where like sea glass is just glass that's been tumbled around the ocean floor for like it usually takes at least like 50 or 60 years, and they basically just turn into these like translucent rocks that are like really pretty that you'll find on the beach sometimes. Yeah, and they're just really smooth because they've just been tumbled in undertow for like 50 years. But like sometimes depending on the color and stuff, like you'll find a piece of sea glass and it's straight up like there is like this has to be from like a pirate ship in like the 1600s according to like the color and the and how smooth it is and everything. It's pretty cool. So it's got to be better than just floating in like straight fucking stone cold stunning turtles and shit. Yeah. You know, like
honestly, if we could,
you can find glass on like beaches after a thunderstorm. Like if the lightning hits the sand, it creates these like crazy little glass. Nudges.
Yeah, some people do it on purpose. They'll like before a thunderstorm, they go stick a big metal rod in the sand, and then when you go check it the next day.
Free glass.
Sometimes it's free glass. Really?
Breath of the Wild shit.
Mind the glass. Cool.
Put it in my house. Can't see shit through it.
Give me glass, God. Honestly, if we eradicated all the plastic, like the only thing that I want to keep is straws. I'm sorry. I love plastic straws. I will never switch over to paper straws.
So
they're the worst fucking thing ever. I literally
metal
bought
straws
like,
are better than both.
Yeah, but they're
plastic
hard
straws
to,
fucking suck.
No, listen. I bought an entire box of plastic straws. I love plastic straws because
plastic straws do go hard.
They go hard because I've had metal straws and like they fucking like after a while they just like they're hard to clean for one. You have to get like the little fucking bottle cleaner and like get in there with the shit and like all that plastic straws. I'm like, fuck it, you know, like I'll cut them up and put them in the trash if a turtle is gonna die. But if we eradicated all the other plastic, like the little fucking soda can circles, and just kept the straws, I'd be okay with that. That's a compromise I'm willing to make.
I want
to
go back to like the early 1900s, late 1800s, when I was playing Red Dead 2, and like they put so much detail in that fucking game, but like you go to the stores and you can like pick up all the like objects you can purchase and like look at them. And then I actually started looking up like real world objects from that era. Everything was just crafted like so nicely. Even if you just got like a can of tuna or something, it would be like this like beautiful packaging and like metal. Yeah. It's the sort of thing that these days would be sold at like some fucking, you know, hipster store for like $1 million, but back then it was just like how you everyone got their tuna
how things
or their chewing tobacco, whatever the fuck. Everything was either wood or metal, and it was beautiful. And ever since we made plastic, like packaging's gone to shit.
Altoids are the only ones keeping it real still.
Yeah, that's facts.
Fucking
honestly,
Altoids.
I think it's just because that was before like mass production was like really. I think because there wasn't that many people like buying shit.
Yeah, that's
you know?
The thing. Yeah.
Like a lot of people were like
also,
living
off
the land.
You could pay children like a nickel per like 10 days to like lose their hands.
Yeah,
so.
make all these little tins of salami, little Jimmy, and lose your fingers.
But even in places where like replacing things with plastic is like detrimental, like you go use a fridge that was built in like the 50s and it still works and you can hide inside it if a nuke goes off. And like now you have to replace a fridge every 5 years or something because it's just like anything, like nothing. And I think they're just, like, building it into them to break easily last. Because, I mean, like, Apple fully got found out that they make their phones break within
and
5 years
it.
On purpose and shit.
Yeah.
What's it called, like, forced redundancy?
It's just crazy when you see just literally anything. Like, I guess growing up, it's like every generation has always had their parents telling them, like, oh, you don't the time you live in fucking sucks. When I was a kid, it was epic. And it was like, I feel like that's so cringe and like everyone rebelled against that in like every other generation. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's like, nah, we went over the peak and our life sucks and no one can even make anything like that will work for 2 years anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, our parents are right. They did have a better life. They bought a house for like they traded a turtle and like one of their fucking toes for like a mansion. I'm gonna live in a stupid fucking apartment for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Plastic like when you hear like people like, oh my parents had like this whatever item from their like their wedding, like a wedding present.
Mm.
You know, like a toaster or a microwave or some shit that still like works and is like better than anything you'd ever buy.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
It's like, still works. Some of them do the job better. Yeah, like it's nuts. Yeah,
I might have told the story, but I went to my friend's flat years ago, and they had this grody, fucking disgusting looking toaster. It looked like the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life. I felt like just turning it on, it was gonna like catch on fire and like kill me.
Yeah.
But it was my friend's grandparents, and he's like, try it out. And I put toast in. It was the best fucking toast. Like it was like edge to edge, perfect brown, no hot spots, no whatever.
Damn.
It was like actually amazing. And again, this thing was like this old, it was literally from like the 50s, I think.
It actually popped up high enough for you to get it out without burning your fucking
hatch.
My parents buy nice ass toasters and the bread doesn't even come back up high enough once it's cooked to like not...
Dude, I wonder if that's because like, you know, like when you get like a cast iron skillet or it's typically with like cooking appliances, like they tell you, it's for like the special ones. Like if you get like a pizza stone or like a cast iron skillet, and if you like cook on it for like a certain amount of times, it like over time it starts to build like a film of seasoning from like all the shit that you've cooked on it. And that's why they tell you like don't run it through like a dishwasher because like it just builds you know, that like film over time. I wonder if that's what that toaster is. Cause like I've had like cast iron skillets that I have put in the dishwasher and they just get fucking like eradicated, but I have a cast iron skillet now that's just like going strong, and like I want to keep that thing for like ever and just see if like it'll be the equivalent to like your buddy's toast, because that'd be epic.
I think they just in the day they used to just make it to like, used to be you'd make money if you did a good thing, but these days you make money if you do an okay thing, and then
100%
and then break it every 3 years.
But the thing is that they still sell it at a price that you would have sold the other thing for back in the day with same profit margins or something. It's just or better profit margins now. Like they still could be making a killing, making good toasters, but they're not because they don't have to.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's just so many brands and so many options out there that it's like there's no like culpability. It's like you can't even blame yourself because like you can go on Amazon and look at 50 different toasters and it's like, I bought the one with good reviews and even that one sucks. So like maybe they don't make good toasters anymore. It's like there's this weird thing where there's so many options and so little like accountability that like you can't blame anyone when you buy, or it feels like you can't blame anyone when you buy something that sucks. Cause it's like, you just picked the wrong one in Walmart. You know, there was a wall of toasters. It's your fault. But it's like, they all suck. Weird.
Because you'd think that like that market you'd think that market would create an environment where like one fucking smug asshole in San Francisco is like, I'm going to actually make a toaster how they made them in the 50s and it's not going to suck and you only have to buy it once and that'll be like the point of difference. But somehow that hasn't happened.
Like companies will pop up that do that, and then within 10 years there'll be another shit eating multi-billion dollar transnational corporation that got eaten by a conglomerate and now they just make garbage again, but they sell it. It's like video game company makes a bunch of good shit, they get bought, they make garbage, but everyone trusts that they're gonna redeem themselves this time. They haven't had a good game since 1994, but this one literally everyone that founded the company is dead, but this one this game company's back, baby.
It's all
a fucking joke, bro. The world's a fucking simulation, bro. It's
stupid. There's a subreddit. The one good time Reddit has something good is it's called Buy It For Life, and it's people chronicling shit that you can actually just buy for life.
That's cool.
Obviously, you know,
dude, you always know the cool subreddits.
I don't know.
You be finding some good subreddits.
Because
when I go, it's just funny.
You know, guys, I'm starting to think that Kudos is a Redditor. I'm starting to think that he's actually a dedicated Redditor.
But he's a good Redditor.
Right.
Yeah. I'm an aggressive Redditor. I'm like a self-loathing Redditor. I update myself daily. Yeah. But yeah, so that is a good subreddit, though. I haven't bought anything from there because most of it's like, you know, shit in America. Like, but here's this Amazon link. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, that does exist. So there are some companies still making good shit, but
yeah, definitely
are not.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was the question, Andrew?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Things that make you nostalgic.
Hold on, wait. One more point before we get back to that.
It was oddly specific items that make you nostalgic. I'm just sorry, Tom.
It's okay. I had one more point to make before we get back to Andrew's topic, because I do have something. But, like, also, too...
Here they come, jelking across the sky. It's lots and lots of extra beef. The smelliest collection of behind-the-scenes clips, special recordings, bonus episodes, funny JPEGs, and much, much more.
You'll get to see big beef, little beef, naked, drunk, and unsavory beef, even beef that may regret their actions, plus much, much more when you subscribe to the Beef Boys Patreon.
And for this special early bird offer, you can get in for only $5, the same price that everyone will pay for the rest of eternity, because we only have one tier and don't ever plan on raising the price.
This special one-time offer will be available for literal years to come. But don't you want to be in before the beef starts to rot? Call now at 678-999-8212 or go to patreon.com/beefboys. Link in the description and come in my ass.
Andrew, have you heard of Jones Soda? That's probably my answer.
I don't think I have.
Have any of you guys heard soda? Jones Soda?
Those look like the soda that Chipotle sells. I think it's like that one really specific brand.
I'm pretty sure Sobe is at like Panda Express and like the fountain.
Jones
drink.
Soda.
Dude, Panda Express Sobe is the most disgusting food I've ever had in my life. Dude, Jones is this shit looks beautiful. It looks like lake water.
Dude, Jones Soda is like,
frosted. It's like frosted glass too.
Yeah, this was like the soda of like my childhood. It was like a. Pretty much, it was like, so each label on the soda, yeah, it's like all fucking neon colors, but yeah. Like each label was like
Fallout.
Yeah, they focus on like, it was like photographers or like, pretty much like no label was the same, you know, so it was like, you get like a label and like you get like a bottle of soda and like the picture on the label would be like a picture somebody took. So it'll be like, you know. Like a dude and like his kid or something. Like it was all like very unique and like the soda was pretty fucking good. That shit. Every time I see a Jones soda at like a gas station, I'm like, I remember being like a kid on like a hot summer day and like going to like 7-Eleven and getting like Jones soda and just seeing like, oh, there's a picture of boobies. There's a picture of the Adidas tweet on this Jones
that's
soda.
The shit that no one does anymore, man. Like that. Those little things that let you know that like the person making this soda like cares about something, you know, there's someone behind it that's like, let's change the, you know, every month let's change it to a, like a cool new picture. It's like
not to shill for Coca-Cola because I don't something great. I ever want to do, but Coke did this one thing. They did it somewhere like in fucking Israel, which like I don't even know they drank like fluid there, but like they did this thing where it was like every bottle, you know, where they did the whole like the different names thing. Like every the like share a Coke,
with Jeffrey Epstein, yeah,
with the Palestinians. Which is a
it's such a brilliant. Why didn't they do that for the Pepsi ad instead of Kendall Jenner crossing the Black Lives Matter lines, crossing the fucking Israel Palestine border?
Yeah. 80 years of conflict with fucking Coca-Cola,
crossing the Eastern Bloc into the Gaza Strip,
crossing the demilitarized zone in North Korea, just getting fucking turned to Swiss cheese. But fuck, now you got me thinking about, okay. And in that, I think it was Israel, but they did this other thing where it was like computer-generated art was made on every label. So every label was like genuinely 100% different. Like it was like algorithmic.
That's how they came up with NFTs. We both made
this is like the drinkable NFTs, But to be fair, like it's funny because some of the labels, it was this really cool like, algorithm sort of art thing. Like, like if you... Like if you laid 50 different Photoshop effects on each other and then total computer,
we
like,
made
tweak
this
all
algorithm
these
drink a 1,000 bottles of Coke and then write a script about, and here's what it came up with.
Literally,
opening scene. Kendall Jenner like, smuggles herself across the border
because they were really sucks like off the pictures they showed. Some of them are really cool, like some of these really awesome patterns. But then obviously because it's random, there's like one where it's like. Remember when you were a kid and you had like all your paints, like you painted something and then you mushed all the paints together Play-Doh and it makes this weird like purple brown like mush color. Some of the bottles I saw looked like that as well. It was like clearly the algorithm was like, and just like made
broke.
This, this like feces brown color that they just painted on the whole bottle, and it's like sweet. But I did
imagine
think that
they
was
painted
a cool
one
thing.
With like a GIF of like 9/11. Yeah. Like, oh, we don't know how that happened. I wouldn't even know how they got a screen on that bottle.
Or somebody like went on the computer that was like running the program and didn't realize it and was like jacking off to like X hamster and like left the website open and just like
it the
algorithm started printing that
the bottles.
Out.
Yeah.
There's all these Coke bottles in the world with like fucking double penetration.
Oh, God. Have you
pie.
Seen that video where there's the dude like at a, or it's a video, a picture, like it's a professor. And he's like, he's got his back. So he's facing the class on his laptop, and then behind him is the projector. And I guess he said like, oh, just like, you know, answer fucking page, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and so everyone's meant to be working, and he doesn't realize the screen's projecting. He starts looking up like rape porn on his screen.
Oh my God.
Wait, what kind of porn? You cut out right before you said that.
I thought he said rat.
Yeah, I thought I heard rap.
Rape. It was either rape or it was like fate. It was like fate. I don't know if it was real or like fake force. Not good. Not that that makes it any better, but you he was still looking up some cooked shit on the projector right behind him without realizing everyone can see it. And
fucking God.
That is an easy A for the year, ladies and gentlemen. That's hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Give everybody in this class an A. Yeah. And we don't say shit.
Yeah. Fuck, that's like the quickest way to ruin your life. Just go into a school and type in fucking
look at porn. Why do you do that in public? Just fuck, do it at home like a normal human being.
How could you didn't ever that
happen
be that
to
horny?
Your teacher?
In middle school we had I've told the story before, but yeah, he was like looking at like a porn magazine during class.
Yeah,
I don't
thing.
Understand so like white. But that's what I'm saying.
I had a substitute music teacher in 7th grade that was fucking
that.
Clammy and sweating and had to quickly close his desktop when we walked up there.
So fucking weird. I'll never understand. Like, I feel like you gotta have, you know, because obviously porn is an addiction. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, that's just fact.
Yeah.
It's people get addicted to porn, you know, and like
it's like sugar for your brain.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine, like, you know. Okay, you watch your porn, but just do it when you get home. Don't do it on the subway. Don't do it if you're a teacher. Don't do it at the library. Just do it when you get home.
When you get into your goon cave.
Yeah,
that's
our PC. Spend all that money on your goon cave. At least use it.
Yeah, exactly. You put all this money into it.
Well, back to nostalgic things.
James and Kudos. Oddly specific item that makes you nostalgic.
I could... We talked about this before, so this won't be mine, but... We were talking when Andrew brought this up. I said that water coolers, because I've had a lot of different water coolers over my life. And it's just like a weird thing where it's like, it's just like, it's this thing that like sustains my life. But it's also just like this piece of like plastic in my kitchen.
Yeah.
But there's just certain ones that I've had over my life that just distributed the best water. Yeah. And like I had one with like a little fucking mount on the side where you'd like put a bunch of cups in and everything. And like it was like
a
top loader. And it was
U.S. households to have a water cooler.
No, not really. Me and my dad go ham on water. Like even when we were, when he was fat, I still am fat. But like we drink a shit ton of water. So it was like, it was like a sensible investment to do that and have like water deliveries and shit, or like go to the food store and pick up big 5-gallon things of water rather than like
purifying it.
Other than drink out of the tap, but
yeah,
tap water is fucking sketchy, bro.
I got my water cooler today.
Except Alaska tap water, that shit hit. Doplex got what me and Doplex were talking about that, and I was like, bro, fucking, because he's been on the edge, and I was like, buy one, bro.
They're life changing, get the water cooler, brother. it showed up this morning, and I jumped up like a little kid on Christmas morning. I was like, oh fuck yeah,
my water cooler,
my water cooler,
it finally arrived.
Once you hit like your early 20s, you start getting shit like that where it's like,
yeah,
I could buy a new game, and I'm like already mad, like trying to download it, and like my night's fucking ruined. Like, buying a new thing I'm gonna enjoy just like pisses me off. But like then like a new fucking screwdriver shows up. I'm like, holy shit, dude! I'm about to take apart my counter for fun.
Epic. I'm going to IKEA this weekend for the first time in like months. I'm genuinely excited. Like,
yes. Literally just getting some cups.
I'm just getting I've never lived in a city or anywhere near an IKEA. It is my biggest regret.
Isn't Alaska like next to Sweden?
Isn't Alaska just one giant IKEA? Isn't that like the whole fucking state?
No correlation between us and Sweden. Russia.
Cold.
Russia. A lot of Asian countries, but not Sweden.
Got a lot of meatballs in Alaska.
But for my nostalgic thing. I'll go even more obscure. It's not even an item. I think I said this on an episode before, but I like to, sometimes when I'm just chilling, I like to like turn off all the lights and start beating my wiener. Now I like to turn off all the lights and I position pillows and blankets in weird ways that obscure parts of my vision, and like It makes the world seem like it's much bigger than it actually is because my vision's all obscured.
I just
kind of lay there like ketosis, and it makes me feel like a little kid because it's like everything looks big and like contorted because I'm like blocking parts of my vision, and I feel like I'm just like in a like little like a like cocoon and I'm just like five again. It's
did
epic.
You ever
that's a wholesome little thing?
Did you ever like when you were a kid? Did you ever hang yourself upside down?
Like,
did you ever hang yourself as a kid? did you ever, like, you know, like, you're chilling
on the
couch?
Did you like it a lot, and then maybe you touch your penis when you
did you jack off like, so like did, so, I'm gonna do this a lot when I grow up until I die. But, like, did you ever, like, look upside down and, like, think, like, the world would be cool if everything was upside down? Because I used to do that as a kid. I'd, like, you know, hang off the couch upside down and, like, because, you know, like, the trims of, like, doorways and, like, ceiling fans and shit. Like, I would just imagine how cool it would be to, like, walk around.
If gravity suddenly flipped. Like,
how cool that would be.
I think, like, a lot of things in life, I base my reality of what you can do in Legend of Zelda games and be like, what if that could happen, like, in real life? That'd be so cool. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's Majora's Mask, one of the map dungeons is like that, where you, like, the gimmick in it is that you hit a switch and it, like, flips the gravity upside down. So I always thought about that, like, if I was in this house right now, how would I get around? Like, what would I have to do in order to, like, navigate around? Yeah,
I've always thought it'd be way cooler to live in, like, I don't know what you'd call it, like an inverse globe, where, like, instead of on the outside of the ball, it was like a big hollowed out empty thing with light coming from the center. So, like, you could kind of see, like, things off in the distance, like, kind of moving upwards.
Something
like that kind of.
Or like Inception.
Yeah, like at the end of Inception where he steps out and you see the big, like, except that it'd obviously be way bigger than that. But I've always thought it'd be kind of cool to live it in something like that.
That would be crazy.
My nostalgic thing, I was kind of talking to James a bit earlier. I probably have more, but I can't think of them. So
women, I miss them. I haven't seen one or touched one in years.
It's been so long, I missed being in a vagina when I was a baby. probably, I was going to say the first Twilight movie. I was never like... I never jumped on the bandwagon of the gay vampires.
Like, the gay vampire movie.
That was a very easy route to take as like a 14-year-old boy around the time that came out, but I didn't. And I don't know what, like, they're not, I'm not going to say they're a good movie. They have a really good soundtrack. The soundtracks for those movies fucking slap. But I think it was like, it was around that time where I started being like, I want to slap woman vagina IRL, and this is a movie about that, but also if you were a chatty
about slapping
vampire.
Vagina.
And it like, Bella, it was around the time when I started pussy. like seeing girls and going to parties and kind of, you know, there's that weird time and like, where like your hormones are like, oh, wait, no, James, hit the soundboard for what my hormones are doing. Literally that. So I just
Women
I think
Adventure One, bitch.
So I think that just reminds. That's like a very. It's like a very special, interesting, weird, awkward time in my life that movie was like perfectly came out around.
Mm.
And
now I have a similar thing like. as hard as it was and like how the world seemed like it could collapse at any moment, like that like 13 to 15 transition where like your hormones start really start kicking in and you go from middle school to high school and girls like are actually like kind of cool now or whatever, like it's one of the parts of my life that I can recall the best, and like there's definitely a lot of ties to media and music and stuff that are like super deep from that specific time zone.
That also reminded me, I think I've said it before, but fucking the five gum tropical flavor, which they stopped making, that was like we always used to eat chew that, I should say, on the way to parties. Like it was just a thing.
Yeah.
It was like really, really tasty, and my friend Hollis always bought a pack before we were going to a party, and like all the boys would be fucking wide pootening up to the party with the girls.
Gum.
So that we could like sit in the corner and not talk to them.
Oh yeah.
But like that. Like before we drank and you just go and drink like energy drinks and be real hyper.
Yeah.
In the corners. Like that, I think the fact they stopped making it meant that flavor and smell has now been like locked in that time period.
Yeah.
So I could never reassociate those memories with something new. So yeah, that's my other one.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Epic.